It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
Love that song. It's The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. It's time for The Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank, segment that takes a look at small business in Chicago tonight. CEO and co-founder of Spot Hero, Mark Lawrence. In 2011, he and his co-founder Larry Kiss founded Spot Hero as a solution to a problem. In this situation, it was mounting parking tickets. So they created an app that would allow you to reserve parking spots. You can reserve a spot in a downtown garage before your car even leaves the driveway. What started as a business in Chicago has grown to over 47 other cities and raised $27 million in capital. Spot Hero is as much a company that specializes in parking, but it's really much more than that. It's a tech company. It's an innovator. It's a disruptor. And it's changed the face of parking as we know it and, of course, the future. Mark Lawrence is the co-founder and CEO of Spot Hero, and he's my guest tonight on The Download in Chicago Business. Mark, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Thanks
for having me.
So, is that accurate, the story, that you started it because you guys were amassing too many parking tickets?
You know, love to drive, hate to park, like parking tickets even less, and thought there had to be a better way.
You know, it's a funny, to think about 2011, 2010, too. I mean, that's really when you start thinking about how parking changed in the city of Chicago. But, mm-hmm. I mean, to say, okay, I don't like parking, mm-hmm. Or I don't like to pay for parking, getting parking tickets. That's a far stretch from, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with a whole new concept on how to find parking spaces and use technology to do that. I mean, talk about the idea of making that transition to starting this company.
Oh, you know, it wasn't, there were a lot of steps. And so it didn't just start out as an app. We started as a website where you actually had to take a piece of paper and print it out and bring it to, you know, a person. And it's morphed over the years as the parking companies have adopted more and more technology, where it's become integrated, it's mobile first, and it's really, really been exciting. So we could change and make parking easier. Spot Hero, as you mentioned, we're not a parking company. We're in transportation. We help people get everywhere easier, and that's the whole premise of the company.
Take us back to Wrigleyville and the idea of really, I mean, how you started this concept, the nuts and bolts of starting Spot Hero. I mean, it was, you had to print out a piece of paper.
Well, we walked door to door to get people who lived in Wrigley Field to allow us to rent out their parking online. And then there had to be a printed piece of paper that was on the car so that the owner knew that, you know, they should be there. That was really the nuts and bolts of how it
started. And how did people react? I mean, was it a win for them in the sense that they were renting out their parking spots? But how did people, you're going door to door knocking on the door, how did they usually react?
Well, some people loved it. There were those that, were at work and their spaces were empty. They're the ones that loved it. And so that's how it started. And we expanded to different neighborhoods. We went, you know, neighborhood by neighborhood, downtown. We started working with different parking companies. And, you know, over time, there were more and more neighborhoods, more and more garages, more and more lots that adopted it to make it easier. Because it's not just, you know, parking. It's where am I going to park? How much am I going to pay? And how do I get somewhere easier?
Right.
And, you know, that's actually our the whole premise of the company is we allow people to get everywhere easier.
This has been an industry that has exploded, and you guys have been at the center of it, at the forefront of it.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of being able to go in and find parking opportunities for people who, it used to be a major stress. I mean, mm-hmm. I think of only myself in the way that, you know, going downtown or doing anything with the car was half of the battle is trying to figure out where I'm going to park. So taking that away, I mean, that seems to be even part of the business plan on top of, you know, avoiding parking tickets.
That's the whole idea, because, you know, you're driving downtown, you're stuck in traffic, you're worried. All this anxiety doesn't need to exist. And it also helps with, you know, where cities are looking future forward to be green, where right now 30% of traffic is actually caused by people looking for parking and not actually going somewhere. Can't really measure the stress levels, but I'm sure that at least 30% of the stress is due to parking as well. And so if you've got Spot Hero, you can take care of both, and it makes it easier to get somewhere. You don't have to worry about, you know, where you're going to park and how much you're going to pay, and you don't have to drive around stuck in traffic. You can drive straight to the entrance of a parking garage versus struggling to find where you're even going to go.
What are the challenges? I mean, as you grow and you move to a mobile platform, mm-hmm. and you move out from the piece of paper in Wrigleyville,
mm-hmm.
And you move to a company now that, like I said, has raised $27 million in capital in mm-hmm. 47 cities around the country, I mean, what were the challenges in making that adjustment? I mean, were you tech first? Were you thinking about mobile platforms? Did you have to find the right people? What was standing in the way of making that transition?
At the end of the day, people are everything. Talent is everything. And, you know, what was standing in the way is we didn't have people or the capital. A lot of folks, they would say, well, you should have a mobile app. And the idea was always to make parking easier, to have a mobile app. We didn't have the funds nor the people to be able to do that at the time. And so, you know, where we started, it's like what got us here won't get us there. We've, you know, got extraordinary talent. And, you know, now having almost 200 team members, it's kind of crazy to think back to the Wrigley Field days when, you know, it was just a couple of us. And actually, there's someone who was still with us, our first hire is still with us, Justin Squilacci, who used to help flag for Wrigleyville back in the day. He's actually still a spot hero.
I mean, for you, as a co-founder of the company and being in a position where you are faced with challenges which come down to talent and come to capital. And I mean, how do you navigate that? I mean, you know where you want to go, but there are these obstacles in your way. As a small business owner, how do you make that transition and keep moving forward as opposed to giving up?
Yeah, so I think knowing where to go, that's like half the battle, right? Because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? And for us, having the talent, it's like the most important piece, but also it's having the values that guide how you get there. So it's knowing where to go, and then also the values and how to get there. And so, you know, we have different ones. We're parkers first. We do things for drivers so that it ultimately benefits everybody. They get to park easier and they get to get everywhere easier. And it also benefits the parking companies that work with us because now the drivers are happy and they want to park more. And then it also helps the cities because you don't have all this traffic and pollution and smog because people are going directly where they need to go as opposed to driving around in
circles. And that goes a long way when you talk about values and value statements or mission statements, if you will, and other, but that goes a long way to helping you in times where you definitely, you know, have challenges that you have to overcome or obstacles you have to get over when you have that sort of value statement.
And it took us a year to actually solidify our values, a lot longer than I would have thought. And it was kind of a funny process where we had some that thought this and others that thought that. But we finally were able to rally around not just the values, but the words to define them. And they're public on our website. This is, you know, how we recruit. This is how we retain. This is how it guides us towards where we're going. And so, you know, one value, for example, is called don't get stuck in traffic, which is one where we think about how do we solve something versus pointing to a reason why something can't be done. And it's a value of, you know, resilience at its best. And it comes up a lot, like, hey, are we getting stuck in traffic right now as we're thinking about things? And so I'd say, you know, any small business, it might, you know, sound kind of cheesy, but, you know, it took us a year to do it from the start to the finish. And it's been one of the most important things that has helped guide us from when we were 20 people and we solidified our values to where we're now 200.
Wow. Mark Lawrence in studio. He's the co-founder and CEO of Spot Hero. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here on the Download of Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio with me tonight, Mark Lawrence. He's the co-founder and CEO of Spot Hero. I mean, revolutionized parking in the sense that you can go to a mobile app and you can reserve a parking space before you even have to do the circle, the dreaded circle, or you know, have to spend an inordinate amount of money to get into a lot. A lot of this is based on, and I kind of brought it up at the beginning of the segment, this idea that yes, you're a parking company, but you're also a tech company, and you're a disruptor in the way that you are taking a business that has been done a certain way for a very long time. Parking is an old industry here in Chicago, and revolutionizing it. What goes in? What stands in the way of that? That's very enlightened, but at the same time, I'll bet you run into a lot of things that you didn't think about when trying to revolutionize an industry.
Yeah, so I think there's, you know, the existing infrastructure and the existing ways of doing things. And so when you talk about revolutionizing, it doesn't have to be this crazy, just overnight you go wham, bam, right? It's, you know, the incremental steps. As we, you know, previously talked, you know, there's the start of a website with accepting prepaid reservations with a printed receipt, which sounds kind of crazy today, but then that was revolutionary.
Yeah, right.
Because the alternative was it's a cash only place with an unknown price, right?
Right,
and
right.
So moving forward through those steps to now we've got a mobile app and there's integrations and there's license plate recognition. And so thinking ahead, what are the next steps? And that's how things progress over time.
You're in a business where you partner with the old. You may be new, but you partner with the old. I think of parking garages. I don't necessarily think of them as tech juggernauts. I mean, I think of parking garages are the last bastion of the blinking sign that says park here. So how do you, when you're trying to do a tech company that uses all the things you just mentioned, how do you make sure that your partners are up to speed and not antiquated or falling behind?
You know, I think it's working with them to leverage technology to see how it fits their needs. Because different parking companies and different parking garages and lots have different needs, and leveraging that so that we can bring the value to them and to the consumer. And so, as I mentioned, our values are drivers first, and putting those first actually, in some senses, actually puts the really a lot of benefits on the parking companies. And so, you know, we talked about autonomous vehicles and what that's going to bring in the future. And most parking companies aren't thinking about this at all. And so we have been, you know, partnering with them to kind of get them ready for...
Well, let me ask you about that, because you're talking about driverless cars. You're talking about what we've seen in the last couple of years, a push towards more investment and the idea that we might see a Chicago in 20, 30, 40 years where there are driverless cars on the road. And the question, and I find it fascinating, I was reading this whole article about you guys, that your business plan looking forward is, where are we going to park those cars? Where are those cars going to be? Those need to be stored at some point if they're not going to be parked on the street. And that's where you're developing a strategy for business in the future.
Exactly. Because these types of things, especially with companies, you know, parking companies, while they're focused on the operations of now and how do we make, you know, things hum today, we've been working with them to help leverage technology to think about that future, because it's coming. And it's going to be awesome if you're prepared for it and ready. And the only way to do that is to embrace technology to be ready for an autonomous
Do you hedge your bet a little bit? I mean, as a company that is also about the now, meaning people are using Spot Hero every single day in 47 different cities. Do you run the risk of, you know, autonomous cars? You put money into what you're going to do about this issue, and then it doesn't happen? I mean, where technology lets you down?
So I think the foundation of today as a tech company allows us to execute upon and be ready for that future of tomorrow. So we're not just solely building for tomorrow. There's some companies that do that and definitely run the risk of, okay, I'm building everything for this future and it might not come. What's great for us is a lot of things we have to do actually help for today, and the execute on the business today actually help that future. So for example, if you have cash only garages that aren't connected to the internet, there's no way that when autonomous cars come, they'll be ready for the future. However, when you've got mobile digital payments, you've got garages connected to the internet, these are the types of things that they help today, and they make driving easier for all these parkers today, but it also sets it up for the future of tomorrow for the car when there isn't a driver.
In the last couple of years, 2 years to be exact, I mean, you have seen some amazing growth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've tripled the amount of cities you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You raised $27 million in capital. It's fascinating to see how the Chicago company has just taken off. As the CEO of that company, what are the challenges of such expanded growth? I mean, the idea of it sort of happening, and I don't want to say it's overnight because you guys have been building towards this, but the idea of having now 47 cities, and that means a whole new set of customers. Probably, I'm assuming, some cities you're not that familiar with that are using your product. I mean, how do you, as a CEO, what are the challenges that pop up when you're expanding at that rate?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a lot of operational challenges as we expand to different cities. I think those are some of the easier ones because we can have process that solve that. I think where it becomes harder is the talent and how do we keep the culture? What are the things that got us to where we are, and how do we scale that culture? How do we scale that message? And how do I scale as a CEO? Because the things that I did when we were 20 people are very different than I do at 200. And same thing with every level of everyone that is in the organization. And that culture piece is extremely important, going back to the values of why we have those, how we've solidified that, and how that's been one of the most important things that we've set. But we still have to be thinking about how they scale.
Parking has always been a municipal endeavor, meaning cities are in the game. You see what we have here in Chicago with the parking meters is a very famous story here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's other words as well. It's also a place where people, cities find revenue. Do you see a future in which Spot Hero moves in that direction, where you work with more municipalities to help collect revenue? Or, you know, are you a company that, that works almost in competition with cities for parking spaces and parking space?
So I think we already work with cities. There's this, you know, right now, the city of Chicago, we work with different city of Chicago properties that drive revenue. And so we're already working with different cities. And I think the way we think about it is we help everyone to get everywhere easier. And so that doesn't preclude us from working with one partner over the other. I think it's how do we leverage our skills and the value add that we have so that we can work with the different partners to help everyone get everywhere easier.
I think about it, and this is kind of off the top of my head, but, you know, Chicago's had such an interesting history with parking, especially street parking. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder if, you know, there needs to be a disruptor in that market, in the market where, you know, instead of doing it the way it has been done all along, I mean, what we've seen is just an upgrade in the last 5-6 years of privatizing it and making it machines and being able to do the things on our phone, similar to the kind of stories that you're telling. Do you see a future in which cities around the country, they look at parking differently? They find different ways to use technology and bring, like you said, bring parking spaces to the people?
Yeah, I think, you know, cities are thinking about the future of how do people move around? This is how it works today. Where is it going to happen tomorrow? And what's really interesting is a lot of cities are taking a really long-term view of how do their cities, what do they ultimately become from a transportation people movement perspective? And I think, you know, where we've been able to fit in is a large piece of that because a lot of people do drive. And whether the cars drive themselves or there's a human driving it, the question is, where are they going to park and how much are they going to pay? And if that they is a human with an interface of a phone or it's a car where it's a different interface, they need to be able to hook into the parking structures wherever they may sit. And in the meantime, what we've been able to do is really, I think a major value proposition to cities are we reduce traffic. We cut down on pollution. We're a huge reduction in traffic when you can take out people just circling for no reason, not knowing where to go.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. You know exactly where you're going to park and you know exactly how much you're going to pay ahead of time.
Last question, what does it mean to be a Chicago company as you're now in 47 different you know, cities in this country? I mean, what does it mean to be a Chicago company from this town?
I think what it means to be a Chicago company is we are very measured in our approach. And what we can do is draw from a diverse talent pool. I mean, Chicago isn't dominated by one industry over the other. And there's a lot of talent here, from marketing to technology. And it's not just one industry that kind of overshadows everything. And there's a ton of big companies, small companies from all types of industries that are based here. And so I think, you know, this is a great place to start a company. I've been exceptionally, you know, the gratitude I have for Chicago and how they've rallied around us is really hard to describe. And I think that this is an amazing place to start a company.
Mark Lawrence is the co-founder and CEO of Spot Hero, talking about that small business, of course, here in the Download on Chicago Business. Mark, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.